visiting hours. Dirty blonde curls dance across Alex's forehead as a hot wind gusts over our table for six. Alex slumps, one elbow propping their head up as if that is the only way to avoid face-planting Nutella-drizzled crepes and keeping hair from the elaborate puff of fairy floss that tops a sickly pink drink. We've bought flowers, ridiculously happy-looking, showy magenta and yellow. My other two siblings and I spent an hour picking out all of Alex's favourite sweets. I know Alex is excited to be on day release from Narkaloon because Mum told me how they had already decided what to order yesterday when Mum rang during the time slot allowed for phone calls. The flowers look wrong next to the semi-conscious Alex adjusting to new antidepressants. The clean white bandage over a tiny wrist, the dark circles around Dad's eyes, and the nervous fear I have of saying the wrong thing. I poke at my dessert waffles and wonder why, last time we made the 40-minute drive to visit, the doors were all locked and we couldn't even give Alex a quick hug. It's starting to get dark when we pile out of the family's 8-seater. We're past curfew and tears and muck smear all our faces as we take turns to hold Alex. Mum doesn't let go until a nurse comes, leads Alex away, gives us the lollies and flowers back.